This is an audio recording from Billions Magazine, May to August 2023, along the Mekong.
Passing the baton on. "We have the baton. We'll take it from here," said the Kalbu leaders. They knew our team had been working to reach every Kalbu village with the gospel, but now they were telling us that they would do the rest. What a wonderful thing to hear. Our team was formed in 2004 to catalyse locally led church planting movements among two related people groups in the Mekong region. There were no known Christians among these groups, and no one was sharing the gospel with them. They were hard to reach and had long-standing traditions of spirit worship. Initial research trips into the area frequently saw locals running to their huts with fear of the strange foreigners who were prayer walking. Local legends said white people would eat their souls and steal their children. Not a great starting point. It helped that our team was determined to encourage and support Christians from nearby tribes to share Jesus with these people. As no one in these groups reads or writes, we used a completely oral approach to evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. This included raising up leaders who were also illiterate farmers. We would leave the issue of literacy to others who would come later. In mid-2005, people began to turn to Christ. By 2012, there were over 1,000 Christians in these groups and numerous churches. In monthly training sessions for leaders, we used Bible story sets, along with radio broadcasts and media to train disciples. As numbers grew in each village, we told them only to send their 3 or 4 leaders for monthly training. We did not appoint leaders because, as outsiders, we didn't feel we knew the true situation. As it turned out, the first leader we would have chosen did not follow Jesus for long. As churches and leaders grew, they planted new churches. At training sessions, we modelled worship, prayer for healing and deliverance, Bible storytelling, and practicing the stories so that everyone could retell them. Even before the pandemic in 2020, our team had entered into the final phase of the church planting model, model assist, watch, and leave or launch. We had already shifted our main efforts to a different group in the region. In 2018, it was clear the time had come for our team to move on. Over 150 disciples attended the conference that year. From the beginning, we had emphasised that the baton was in their hands, so the transition was actually natural and relatively easy. The way we did things, the leaders knew it was their movement. Although their spiritual fathers may be in the neighbouring country, they didn't consider it a foreign movement. They didn't expect anything from us. They were truly three self-churches. Self-governing, self-supporting, and self-propagating. We had taught them how to gather, and their churches were growing in number, health, and knowledge and grace of God. The leaders were meeting monthly on their own and had been doing a yearly master plan with us for several years. They began doing their own annual plan and would show us for input and comment, but not for approval or funding. They funded their own existence and expansion. In fact, they sent donations to us several times. In 2022, I spoke to one Kabao man whose story encouraged me greatly. Around 2005, I led a prayer walking team to this village. Shortly after that, people started turning to Christ. At that time, he was the village headman or leader, and pressured the new Christians to stop following Jesus. Later, however, he too was converted and later became their pastor. He said over half the village had become Christians, but they were praying for and reaching out to the remainder to come to faith too. After hearing about our team's fruitful drug rehabilitation ministry elsewhere in the region, they recently started a similar ministry to help people in a village where they wanted to plant a new church. In the leave launch phase, we still need to be available to give guidance, just like the Apostle Paul's team in Acts. For example, some church leaders called recently with questions about the theology of medicine. One teacher had told them they would lose their salvation if they were vaccinated. Each phase of this church planting movement has brought them different questions and problems as they grow into the fullness that God has planned for the Cabao Church in the Mekong region. Please pray for Cabao churches to continue growing and spreading into remaining villages, for the Cabao to have God's heart for other people groups around them yet to hear of Jesus, and for fruit from the drug rehabilitation ministries. The name of this people group has been changed for security reasons.